Yeah, thank you, Barbara. Barbara has already reflected upon, to some extent, your role in the process of the development of this general comment. But what is really important to say is that this document has been drafted with your support, but it also has been developed for you. So it's not the only expected purpose of this document to be used by the committee or by the state parties. We expect you to recognize this general comment as a tool, additional tool, in your regular daily work, in your attempts to support victims and their families, and of course, in your efforts to support governments, but also to push them to implement convention better. When we say that it has taken almost 3 years to develop this document, because the first year was reserved for internal consultations, it sounds like a very long period, but I believe that the most important period is ahead of us, actually. And in that period, we really need your support. How we see the next steps? The first step will be for the committee to support you to understand better what has been developed in the general comment, and to support you to further disseminate this general comment, and also to understand how to develop kind of regionally tailor-made approach in dissemination of this general comment, because we need to be aware of the differences between different regions in terms of the ratification rate of the convention, in terms of the ongoing problems, in terms of the number of migrants, different migration flows, widespread practices potentially of enforced disappearances. So there are important and significant differences between regions. We see NGOs as most confident partners when it comes to producing this tailor-made approach on how to disseminate further general comment in different regions. How we also see your future role? We believe that this general comment could be used as an additional tool in your monitoring role, when you are monitoring implementation of the convention in your respective countries. This general comment could be additional tool to better understand certain provisions of the convention in the context of migration. So we believe that this general comment could provide you additional inputs on how to develop your reports in the context of enforced disappearances in the context of migration. Also, we need you and we see you as a confident partners in disseminating this general comment based on peer role and also based on TOT concept. Once you get familiar in depth with the content of the general comment, we strongly believe that you're going to use all your channels of communication, all your experience, and all your efforts to further disseminating it with associations of the family members, and of course, with other human rights defenders who may not be so far directly involved in the process of the development of this general comment. And also, Barbara somehow missed to mention a very important thing, that tomorrow, 3 p.m. in this room, we are going to have a public event to officially launch this general comment and to make it public. In previous days, we received a lot of questions when we are going to publish the final document, but we need to follow this official procedure. So tomorrow is the day to launch this general comment officially and to publish it and to further discuss its content, maybe not in depth tomorrow, but there will be other opportunities to go in depth with all the sections of this document.